Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Number 6 seed Creighton, number 15 seed Princeton tonight in the Sweet 16 from the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, in the neighborhood of 8 o'clock this evening.
On your drive home tonight, everybody go to KFC, pick up a bucket of chicken for the house.
Yum.
And say hi to the Colonel.
Yep. And then you eat that chicken while watching Creighton take on the Princeton Tigers.
I think you have to.
Get a famous bowl.
Around 8 o'clock tip-off, it will follow the Alabama-San Diego State game this evening. Am I rooting for the Aztecs? Yes, I would love a weasel win into the Final Four.
Hell yes.
Hell yes, actually, is the answer. Hell yes.
Go Aztecs.
Now, no guarantees tonight with Princeton, because as we've talked about and we will continue to talk about, they're a bit of an interesting matchup. But to give you the bona fides first, John and Nick Baugh will have the call at around 8 o'clock. Ravi will start the pregame at 6. Ravi will also be on a Sportsmanlike Conduct starting in like 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that as well. A lot of Creighton talk there. Blue Jays minus 10.5 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Minus 550 on the money line. Princeton plus 400 on the money line. Over under 141.5 for those of you that are interested in those type of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
141.5. We can go to, actually, let me get the team totals here just so you have those two. Creighton team total 75.5. Princeton team total 65.5. That's where we are at heading into this one. I also have some player props as well that were out there last night. I guess I haven't updated it this morning. Highest player total, Ryan Kalkbrenner, 16.5. I actually think this could be like a good Ryan Kalkbrenner passing game. Kalkbrenner is going to see some interesting things in this game just because of a personnel standpoint that you hadn't seen throughout the year. He'll have to pass out of some doubles tonight, and Creighton's going to have to make some threes. I think, you'll do the thing you do to Creighton when you're probably a little bit undermanned, which is make them make threes, which is a scary principle. It's a scary thought. Creighton's going to have to make some shots. If you told me Creighton is only making three threes tonight, like they did in the first round against NC State, I'm pretty concerned. I'm concerned that they'll lose that game. And if you show me the other ones, then maybe it's a little bit of a different story. But if you're talking about making 7, 8, 9, 10 threes, then I think you're probably, feeling okay about that. So that's a key. I talked about defending for 30. Earlier, what keeps popping out to me on tape is that they have these situations where they'll get really late in the shot clock, and their plan A, B, and C is sort of gone by the wayside, and they've made these long sort of late shot clock threes, which is really interesting and a common characteristic in a quote unquote Cinderella, that's for sure. Rebound. Princeton is one of the best rebounding teams in all of the land. They're very good. 7th in offensive rebound efficiency or percentage, in the country. Awfully good. It's a top 100 offense and defense team on KenPom, and that's adjusted. So when you consider that they're in the Ivy League and the teams that they're playing are probably regularly in the I'm looking at it right now, regularly in the low 100s to 200s to 300s, that's really impressive. It's a pretty impressive group, and they pose a lot of interesting matchups. Abunam is their most interesting guy, where he's sort of the big in their smaller lineup, and he wants to pass. And they'll sort of initiate offense from there. He's not much of a threat to shoot, but that will still pull Kalkbrenner out a little bit. So Creighton's going to have to do it as a team from a rebounding standpoint. I would say getting off to a quick start is a significant deal tonight. Don't let them believe, you know, that type of thing.
Kill their will.
Kill their will. And then, you know, if you can, funnel them into Kalkbrenner. Funnel them in. I think they'll try and stay away from the big man as much as they possibly can. But funnel them into Kalkbrenner, make a bunch of threes. I will say this as a note. Unless Princeton, you know, just three-point barrages them, I like the I generally like the matchup and the chances and the personnel and how it sort of matches up for Creighton. But you never know. This is March. And as we've talked about, we can't 100% trust Creighton to have a good offensive night, to make 10 threes in a game. So if you're giving me, you know, if you're giving me under 5 threes, I'm getting a little concerned. So they'll have to make some shots tonight in pivotal moments, but I do think they'll be able to do it. Would I take the Jays to cover tonight? I would not. I'm too scared.
I don't love a cover.
It's too big of a spread for this caliber of game with that type of team. Just, I mean, I wouldn't bet them on, because they're minus 400 on the money line. Just like, you know, I think they'll win. And then we'll see what happens on Sunday. 72-65 is my final.
We have we've seen the Jekyll and Hyde nature of this Creighton team too much for me to say that, oh yeah, absolutely, blow it away. Creighton wins this big. I'll say like a 7-point win.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh wow, look at us. We're just, our basketball opinions are really
lining
up.
We were okay yesterday.
Makes me feel great because you're the Wooden Award voter.
I'm a genius. I'm a basketball genius. Many have said this.
Schlub, yeah. I don't know, 77-70.
You don't have to say a number. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you said a number, so I have to say a number.
Cannot wait for tonight. It'll be really fun. Regardless of who it's against, it's still a significant program achievement if you are able to get to the Elite Eight, and Creighton has a chance to do just that, and then we'll try it all again on Sunday with a chance to go to the Final Four. If that's the case, next week we are going to be having some fun. Having some fun.
Yeah.
Two games away from the Final Four, but one at a time.
Electric.
One at a time. All right, we're back with the poll questions and telling you what to watch next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.